Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends, family, and associates. Hey, you can follow us on Google Play, Spotify, and many other streaming channels. So we'd love for you to join us there too. You can also go to our website at savingwithsteve.us and get all replays of all our episodes. We've had some wonderful ones. This time, we have a great episode for you. First of all, let's think about this. Prescription costs are expensive. People are getting tired of it. In June, the AARP released a report that said name brand drugs, the prices are outpacing even inflation. It's nuts. And some people are getting creative on how they purchase their prescriptions. We have Zach Zeller, the CEO and co-founder of ScriptCo, to help us get our prescriptions for cost. Save you a ton of money. You want to stick around for that. I'm going to be talking about auto insurance. Auto insurance is an expensive thing and it's going up, but there's ways you can reduce, eliminate your costs when it goes to auto insurance. So what you really want to do is listen to the next thing. I'm going to give you about 10 tips, a lot of discounts and the way to look at it, because I used to be working for the AAA, which is the Automobile Club of Southern California. So I'm really into that type of stuff, especially saving you money. And next up, oh my gosh, let's just talk about the landscape here. Corporations are having a hard time filling jobs. After this global pandemic, it left millions of people unemployed and completely redefined workers' idea of job security and ultimately the meaning of life and working. So instead of working for big company contracts, many went and launched their own entrepreneurial dreams or dabbled in the freelance world. Paralleling the uncertain economy that's driving people towards self-employment. Young grads who can't find work also have a unique opportunity to move right towards self-employment. Where do beginners get started and what business are doing right now? I want to point this out to you. We have Ethan Slocum. He's known as the Shadow CEO. He's going to share his top five tips on how to start businesses. You're going to want to stick around for that. Let me tell you a little bit about Ethan. Ethan, you can say serial murderer, but he's actually a serial entrepreneur. He's an award-winning business plan strategist. He successfully tested, launched multiple businesses across industries. He's a rabid, interactive, heavily analytical approach, has been key for over 700 new entrepreneurs in 2019 and 20. He's a busy guy. You know, he's helping them package their business with business plans, financial models, presentations, while teaching them how to become a stellar CEO. He's been featured in things like Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, KTLA. He speaks at conferences worldwide. Ethan, I want to welcome you to the show. I want to thank you for being here. We're lucky to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Thanks for that intro. I love the entrepreneurship world. I'm happy to talk about it as much as possible.
I love the entrepreneur world. You know, everybody's got to have their superpower, and that's yours. So cool. Our listeners have actually doubled since the last time you were on the show. Let's talk a little bit about your background, and then we'll walk into those five tips, because I know that, you know, everybody's looking for the five tips, but I think it's important to know your background.
You know, I have this kind of like weird entrepreneurship background where, you know, I came from consulting and corporate and those places, but ever since I was young, I was an entrepreneur, right? So like even when I was at those jobs, I was always creating my own businesses on the side, like all sorts of weird things, like product services, all kinds of things in between. Fast forward to X amount of years ago, and people started to ask me for help with their businesses. And so that's become more of my time and how I spend my time now is working with entrepreneurs from what feels like one idea weirder than the next, to be honest with you. Just all sorts of things come in, which is fun and exciting. You know, I think we're pretty good at this point, having tried a whole lot of things myself and developed a whole lot of things and also seen a whole lot, just kind of distilling real fast, like what the likely path is of a given business, what direction you potentially go in, how that also fits with the entrepreneur, which is very important as well, and kind of piecing that all together.
I think that's really cool. You said that the likely pathway of a business, because there's a lot of people who go, hey, you know, this would be a great business. I'm going to go ahead and start it. And they grind at it for 7 or 8 years and not get anywhere because it's not really a business. So it's interesting to understand that. Or there's a lot of other things, but we'll get into that. So I have a number of relatives. One recently got out of college and said, you know what? This is crazy. I think I'm going to go figure out a business to start. I was thinking, you know what? You need to listen to this episode. And I actually gave him your information. I said, you either want to talk to him, you want to read his information, you want to go to his website and understand if this makes sense for you before you do it. Some people are excited with the prospects of a business and they're frustrated by their environment. But I think there's some logic that goes behind setting that thing up, things that people should be doing and stuff like that. The first big tip is pick a business model that people need. And I think that's really key. So could you go into that in a little detail so people understand it?
I can. I have a funny quick anecdote for you, which is I put up a post recently on LinkedIn that essentially a survey that said, how much would you pay for someone to be able to tell you upfront whether you have a good shot at succeeding in your business or not? So it got all kinds of mixed responses. Some people that would pay this, some people that would pay this. And then I also put an answer in there that said, how could you possibly know? And so some people picked that also. But I just posted that up recently. So with picking something, somebody, usually the seed of an idea comes from something that you experience yourself, right? You have something that you need or want, you have a challenge, and that serves as the hypothesis for creating a business. The problem is like oftentimes I have entrepreneurs that I see or come to me who think that that's enough to be able to start a business. When in reality, we need a large customer base. Like we need an audience that can purchase it from us. So there's two things in there, right? Like one, make sure it's not just you who has this problem, right? I mean, and it is possible that it is limited to you or a very small audience. So first off is that. But second off is there's a very big difference between want and need. And so want is discretionary income. Not everybody has that. But need is an actual real pain that someone has and wants to have removed. They will be happy to talk to you about what the problem is, as long as it's not hyper-personal, and tell you, you know, how you could possibly solve it or ways that they'd be open to solving it or things like that. So you have this excellent forum right now where you can go using social media, email, surveys, or just go out to people directly and get information and have discussions with them on what the pain is that they're experiencing and then possible ways to even solve it as well. They'll be happy to tell you about it and likely pay you for it as long as it actually solves their problem at the end of the day. So looking for that real need is really important. It drives purchase behavior at the end of the day.
That brought me back to, you know, I was watching the show where they had one of these guys that puts the idea on TV and sells a whole bunch of them. Like ShamWow type stuff. And he had these people come in and pitch this stuff. You know, you're talking to one guy, he goes, yeah, I've been working at this for 10 years. This is hopefully my opportunity. And the guy just says, there's no market for that. And that was it. He goes, I recommend you find something else to do or get a job.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Like step one is knowing what your persona type is. Are you into starting your own thing? Or are you okay with having a job? Like, then from there, there's plenty of ideas that exist always. I literally wrote a book recently that's coming out soon that's literally talking about how you spot ideas every single day. Like, there's no shortage of ideas. So as long as you identify that you want to become an entrepreneur, you don't have to hold any one idea sacred. There's plenty of them that exist. There's plenty of things to be able to solve to create a business.
You're going to have to tell us about your book at the end, okay? Because everybody's going to want that. How can you tell if it's worthwhile?
There's two parts. I'm happy to talk to you about that.
Okay, so the next one is pick a business that has large profit margins. This is big.
I know it sounds so obvious when somebody hears it, but the thing is when you're starting a business in the beginning, we are not in a position where we can generate lots of volume, whether it's a services business or a product business. It's going to take time to get the volume. So it's like very easy to look at existing businesses that exist, groceries or whatever else that have very small profit margins, but can function. But we're not going to be at that stage for a very, very, very long time. On top of that, there are going to be things that come up, disruptions in your supply chain, disruptions in your services supply chain, other expenses that come up for the business, et cetera. We need to have way enough margin in the business that we don't even have to stress about that whatsoever. So we know every time we sell a unit of our product or service, we are going to be making a substantial amount of money that could then fund the rest of the business, be it other expenses that we have or growth expenses to be able to grow and scale the business. But there has to be a lot of buffer in there. So when I'm looking at businesses often, whether it's a services business or it's a product business, I'm looking for very, very big margins that exist that will allow me to sleep easier at night, to be honest with you, as a business owner.
There's so many things that can happen in a new business that if you have a small margin, just a small increase of cost could make you non-profitable. And then you're grinding down your dollars. So I get that. We're going to have to take a break real quick. Did you know the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score, but no idea how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster have cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low rates on everything from buying or refinancing a car to leasing a new car to buying a house to applying for a credit card. How fast does Scoremaster? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. Scoremaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can get to Christ Scoremaster for free. That's right, Scoremaster for free. That way you can see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. So go to scoremaster.com/savings. That's scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's scoremaster.com/savings. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Ethan Slocum.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Steve Sexton with the Saving with Steve Show. It's all about the ins and outs of money. We have the shadow CEO, Ethan Slocum. He's talking about the five tips for new entrepreneurs looking to start from scratch. We talked about the first two, which is pick a business model that people need and pick a business that has large enough profit margin, which is really, really important. So let's go to three. Pick an industry that you understand very well or are willing to become an expert in. This is really key. So let's spread the word about this one.
Yeah. So I think the why here is actually more important. And at face value, it seems pretty intuitive. But think about like the path of your business. You start off your business at the beginning, and there's not going to be many people working on the business. You can't afford to hire that many people, even if you're creative. Therefore, you're going to need to be that much closer to the core operation and will have to wear many hats as a business owner. So in the beginning, it's important. Then you move on beyond that. Maybe you get the luxury of hiring. But what happens if there's a disruption that exists or somebody's out or sick or something else? You're going to have to be able to step in at that point. And then let's say you go to the stage that's even beyond that, and you're going to be managing and leading the team. To the extent that you know the nuance of the operation and like the subtlety of the day-to-day, let's just say you know, you're opening a business that does car repair, for instance, or you know, pick your poison, right? Understanding how that actually functions, how long it should take to do something, what it costs to actually do that, is going to directly impact your ability to be an effective leader, because you're going to understand the nuance as it relates to numbers, how you can make more money in the business, how you can adjust the operations. So for all of those reasons, it's important that you become intimately knowledgeable about it. So either come in with that knowledge, at the very least, be willing to get that knowledge. But if you're not willing to actually to acquire that knowledge and you're just going to pass it across to other people, it's probably going to leave you with some sleepless nights and also is going to limit your effectiveness as a leader to scale your business and make the most money possible in your business.
Oh, geez, I totally agree with that. I was listening to somebody and he says, I've been involved with businesses I know nothing about, but one of the things I do know is that I can learn. And if I spend 30 minutes a day learning about that business, by the end of the year, I've spent enough hours learning that business, or within 3 years, to have a PhD in it. I think that's so very, very important, because if you know the ins and outs and the intimate details of that business and what works, where you make the money, it's just an educational process, which is wonderful. So I think that's great advice. Now, think mid to long term. Let's talk about that, because a lot of people, they get started, it's really about how do I make a little bit of money, and they still have their head down and they're not really looking up.
In the beginning, it is all about doing things, as people often say, doing things that don't scale. What does that mean? That means, how can you generate dollars and get customers, even if it's not highly scalable, even if all your time is going to be limited, and you can't, you know, reach beyond that. But the common mistake, especially for new entrepreneurs, is to be able to have that really successful business, there's no such thing as overnight successes. 99.9% of businesses are not overnight successes. There's a lot of tedious work that goes in, nights and otherwise, to be able to get to that point. Therefore, from like a mental preparation standpoint, knowing that it's going to take that mid or larger amount of time, sometimes years or multiple years to get there, will prepare you for whether you're willing to go down this journey or not. It's far better to have a real conversation with yourself about that at the beginning and make a decision that you're comfortable going down that pathway than expect that you're just going to magically have this huge business within 6 months. Don't get to that point, and then you're surprised, you've wasted your time, your money, you're stressed at that point. Much worse pathway to go down, even though, you know, there's always lessons that exist. Good to have that kind of perspective starting off, I would say.
One of our big problems we've seen in the media is that it seems like everybody gets it yesterday. And you see these people who all of a sudden become stars and they're young and all that. And then you find out they've been toiling as a child actor for 8 or 9 years, and all of a sudden it hits. Remember Regis Philbin? I mean, yeah, he didn't really make it until he was 56. Between 56 and 80, that's where he made all his money and where all the fame was. I'm not going to say you need to grind out it for 30 years, but understand it's going to take a little time to get to where you want to go. I saw a picture of, was it Jeff Bezos when he first started, on his little garage desk with that little spray painted on sign on a bed sheet that said Amazon.com. Sooner or later, you're going to get there. Now, the next one is know your numbers, financials, unit economics, inside and out. Could you tell everybody what unit economics means?
Yeah, it's really simple. And for all those people that numbers scare them, no need to be scared. Okay. We're 2021 now. You have the ability to go onto YouTube, you know, watch videos, learn. This is a really easy concept though. Unit economics, whether you're selling a product or a service, how much does somebody pay me for that product or service? And how much does it cost me to deliver that product or service, right? So let's just say we were in the lumber business. We sell pieces of wood to people. How much will somebody pay me for my 2x4 that I'm selling to somebody else? And how much does it cost me to either produce or purchase that 2x4 from somebody else? That, so revenue in, costs out, and then the difference between that is the profit. Those are your unit economics. And why are they so important? They literally create the foundation of how much margin you're going to have, like we talked about earlier, and consequently where your business is likely going to get to. Always making sure that your unit economics are healthy, and therefore you can project where your business is likely to go as you start to build out, scale out, and add overhead and team is going to be really crucial to your success. You have to know that inside and out. Again, it's a really easy equation, even for non-math people, just to always have in mind.
One of my clients, he buys farms for institutions, but his dad's a farmer. His dad has a 7th grade education, and he just knows if I'm going to spend a dollar, I need to make this much. And if I make this much, it's fine. And that's all he cares about. And I've spoken with him. You know what? You talk to him, he's the most simple person in the world. And if you get too complex, it goes over his head. My friend's name's Sky. And he just says, look, just talk to him on a dollar. If you do this, you're going to get this. Well, actually, we're talking about taxes, and we showed him how to save 30%. And he's like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, exactly.
It made it real easy for him to make an answer. So really, good. Okay, I see. That was all he wanted. So I totally get that. I think that's really, really, really cool. Now, what other things that people should be thinking about if they're launching something new, especially for a college student? I mean, you have that education, you got your 4 years and your business degree, but you don't really have that much experience. So what should you be thinking about if you're just brand new out of the box?
With having the idea in mind and making sure that there's good numbers, good financials that exist, and it's a business that you think people are going to want into the future, there's two things that are like really on my mind these days that I really feel like business owners, whether they're younger or otherwise, just really, really have to have in their mind kind of from the get-go. And the two things are, one, which is technology and automation. Really important to think about automation, whether you're a digital business or you're an in-person business. That is where everything is moving to. You're already seeing it around you a little bit in both the digital world and then also the in-person world as well. It's an interesting time right now, right? Whether it's hard to get good talent for your team for a variety of reasons, but also we have these incredible technologies that are coming up. And as a business owner, you're always going to need people in your business, right? You're always going to need human talent. There's no way around it. But there are many things that can actually be automated that will make your business more consistent, more effective, and also actually improve your cost side economics of your business. Don't resist it. Even if you're not a tech person, and I'm not a tech person historically, go on, study it, figure out how you can use it for your business. It's going to be really, really helpful for you for a variety of reasons. And then the other one, which for young people may be a little bit less of a concern, but even still, there are different personalities that exist. We have all of these social media channels that exist out there, with all of them that exist. If you do not get yourself out there shamelessly, nobody is going to know to buy your product or service. You have to get yourself out there. And for younger people especially, you have to know that your name, your personal likeness and name is going to be a little bit more intertwined with your business in the beginning, right? You're kind of going to become one entity. So you represent your business, all of your actions. You don't have this capacity to split off and like go be yourself and do something not so smart and post it on social media, because your business is going to get judged as it relates to that, right? Like you're kind of one entity that exists. So get yourself out there, represent your brand, and go sell. Be shameless, you know, talk about what it is. And if it's really a great product or service, people will be happy to be made aware of it and the fact that it may solve their need or want that they have. So, you know, get out there and be shameless.
I agree with that, because I got asked to look at a business with somebody else. What happened is the person who was running the business passed away from a heart attack. So they're looking for leadership. It was interesting because when we started looking at the process and the procedures and how they operated from a workflow standpoint, we could probably triple the size of their business just by automating and creating a project software that enabled somebody to do it electronically and have touches go out. It was just like, oh, there's capacity, but you know, obviously I'm looking at it for somebody who wants to buy it. So I can't really tell that to everybody. Before we go, I would really love for you to share information about your new book. And also, you do a wonderful job with people. Please let us know how we can get a hold of you.
The book should be coming out, I'd say, within the next month or so. It's going to be called Spotting Angles. So the concept is how you can find opportunities every single day. So like my friends, when I talk with them or my colleagues, they ask me what I'm working on, what's the latest. And oftentimes they ask me the question of, where do you even come up with these ideas? So this book is geared at people asking that question that just want to find more ideas, more opportunities every single day. So that book's coming out in a month. And then related to that, I also have some guides coming out that help you decide what is a good business idea. How do I think through logically whether a business idea is a good one or not? Which one should I take on? So those are coming out as well. In conjunction with that, you can find me in my site now. It's just ethanslotkin.com or shadow.ceo, either way. And I have a new website that's coming out shortly. On that website, we'll have the book and the guides and some other useful resources for people as well. The goal is to get people down a good path being entrepreneurs and get them to success. It's a pretty rewarding and fruitful way to live. But you know, to the extent we can make it that much more comfortable and increase the chance of success, that much better. The fewer sleepless nights, the better as an entrepreneur, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Hey, Ethan, I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing the information with everybody. Thank you for sharing the website, how they can get that book, because I think that's really, really important. We'd like to talk to you again sometime in the future. Hopefully, you'll come back.
Definitely. That would be awesome. Thanks so much for having me. And great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Okay. We'll see you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
That was Ethan Slocum. You really want to go to his website at ShadowCEO or EthanSlocum.com. Look for that book because it can make a big difference, especially if you're looking to become an entrepreneur, especially if you're out of school and you said, hey, I've had enough of this. You're going to want to stick with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about those different things you can do to lower your insurance costs. And then we're going to talk about to Zach Zeller, the CEO of Scriptco, about how you can get your prescriptions at cost. Alrighty, stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the show. That was Ethan Slocum in the first half of the show. Hey, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about insurance, but before we do, I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family members know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Follow us at Facebook and join the Saving with Steve Sexton Club there at savingwithsteve.us. You can get all your replays, access to after-show videos, guests, gifts, and more. Let's start talking about the 9 ways or 10 ways or 12 ways that you can lower your auto insurance. I used to work for the Automobile Club of Southern California, and we went through with these things with people all the time. But the reality is insurance rates are going up. More accidents, more thefts, all that kind of stuff. It hits you in the pocketbook. So let's take a look at how we can do this. The first big thing is to make sure you have a good driving record. So that means if you get a ticket, make sure you go to traffic school. That way it won't go on your record and you won't get dinged for it. Also, insurance companies can keep accidents and tickets on your record and charge you for 3 years. So make sure if you got one that's going to go, make sure it gets dropped off. Now, first step, you want to shop around. Prices vary from company to company, so it pays to shop around. Get at least 3 price quotes. You can compare directly or access information on the internet. You can go to the state insurance companies or the state insurance department for your state. They have a link to all the major insurers and what the typical costs are, so you can compare. If you're going to buy insurance, it's really about protecting you financially and providing you peace of mind. It's important to pick a company that's financially stable because the last thing you want is to pay for that insurance and find out it doesn't work. A way to do that, to find out the financial health of an insurance company, is you want to go to the rating agencies. The first one is called AM Best. Just go to ambest.com, or you can go to Standards and Poor's. Their website is standards and the word and poor's.com/ratings. You can just go check out their ratings. They're going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, all those type of things. Also, you can consult consumer magazines. Getting quotes from different types of insurance companies, some sell through agents like the Allstate, State Farm, Farmers, Automobile Club. Others, they sell through independent agencies where they might have a broker that'll sell 10 or 12 different companies. Others through the internet. Some sell directly to consumers over the phone. So it's all different. Don't just price shop alone. Ask friends, families for the recommendations. Contact your state insurance department to find out whether they provide information on consumer complaint information on the company. Pick an agent or company representatives that takes the time to answer your questions, because if you can't get your questions answered, you can't make a good decision. Create a checklist for yourself. Check them out with Standards and Poor's. What you don't understand, write those questions down to ask them. Next thing, before you buy a new car, check out and compare insurance rates. You can go to Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. IIHS.org. That's IIHS.org. But here's the thing. Car premiums are based off your driving record, the cost of the car to repair it, their overall safety record, the likelihood of it getting stolen. And it's based off zip codes. It's based off how old you are, how much driving history you have. Okay. So it's important to take a look at it. You know, a long time ago, we looked at getting a Range Rover. And we noticed that the insurance rate would go up by about $1,500 a year, and we wanted to spend that. So we decided not to get the car. We got a less expensive one with a lower rate. So it's important to take a look at that. The other thing that you want to do is you want to ask for a higher deductible. What does this mean for you? What happens with the deductible? Say you hit somebody, you pay your $500 deductible, and then the insurance kicks in. By requesting a higher deductible, you can lower your cost substantially. For example, increasing your insurance deductible from 200 to 500 could save you 15 to 30% when it comes to your comp and collision coverage. Okay, if you increase it to $1,000, it could save you 40%. But before you do that, make sure that you have a lot of emergency money on the side to cover it in case you get in an accident. What about reducing coverage on an older car? Consider dropping collision and comprehensive coverage on older cars. If your car is worth less than 10 times the premium, purchasing coverage might not be effective. You can go to Kelley Blue Book, your insurance company, or your bank and tell you what the value is. You want to review that coverage at renewal time to ensure your insurance needs are being met, because sometimes it just might not be worth it to have large coverage on a car that's not worth very much. Buy your homeowners and auto coverage from the same insurer. Auto and homeowners insurance together, a lot of times, will get you a 20% discount. It still makes sense to shop around because other carriers have multi-policy discounts that you can get. The other thing, maintain a good credit record. This is really important because insurance companies use this as a way to understand how well somebody's going to get a ticket or accidents, because they've seen a direct correlation to bad credit and tickets or accidents, which could raise your rate. So it's very important that you make all your payments on time. Don't take out more credit than you need. Keep your balances as low as possible and make sure your credit history is accurate. The other thing is take advantage of low miles. During this pandemic, many people work from home. I went from driving 30,000 miles a year to 8. And you know what I did is I went from dropping almost, I was like on the 6th or 7th driving tier, and I dropped it down to the 2nd one. Saved us a ton of money. You can too. So make sure you have a watchful eye on how many miles you drive. You might want to consider, if you have 2 cars, splitting the amount of mileage so you can keep them both low. You can also ask for group discounts. Some companies offer reductions to drivers who get insurance through their group plan for their employer, through professional agencies, businesses, alumni associations, and other things. Ask your employer and inquire with the group that you have to see if there's something there. You might be able to save some money. Next, you want to seek out other discounts. Obviously, if you don't have any tickets or accidents, you're going to get a good driver discount. And if you're a student with good grades, you're going to get a good student discount. Okay. And if you have lower mileage or you're taking a course, you're going to get some discounts. So I'm going to list a whole bunch of discounts here that you probably want to listen to a couple times and ask your carrier about, especially if you're not getting it. So number one, anti-theft devices. Hey, reduces the ability for your car to be stolen. So obviously the rate should come down. Auto and homeowners coverage with the same company. It's called a multi-policy discount. You save money. College students away from home. So if you're a freshman in college and you can't have a car there, your parents will receive a discount. If you're in college or in high school and you got B's or A's, you can also get a good student discount. Driver's self-defense driving courses, driver's ed courses, higher deductibles, low annual mileage, low time consumer, more than one car, no accidents in 3 years, no moving violations in 3 years, student drivers with good grades. Here's another one to think about. Alumni associations. There's certain alumni associations for certain universities, especially with people who have college degrees, they typically have a better driving record. Occupations. There's a direct correlation to risk related to certain occupations. And if you have one of those occupations like engineer, doctor, things like that, you can get a discount for having a degree in engineering or something like that. So it's really important you look at that. Some of the discounts I talked about might not be available in your state or by your insurance company. So always ask. One last point, which is really important. The key to saving is not the discount. It's the flat price. A company that offers few discounts may still have lower all prices. And you want to make sure that they're a good company. I've talked to people over the years who were with companies that did have good financial ratings, and they went with them because it was cheap, cheapest they could find. It hurt them because when they got in the car accident, they weren't able to get their car fixed, okay? Because the company couldn't pay or wouldn't pay. They knew that person didn't have the means to go and fight them. So if you have an issue with an auto insurer or a broker, you want to go to the Department of Insurance website and file a complaint to see if you can get some help with that. That said, I've given you 9-10 things that you can do to reduce and eliminate costs when it comes to your auto insurance. Make sure you check it out every year because things do change. Hey, I want to thank Scoremaster.com for sponsoring the Saving with Steve show. Did you know the average American has 97 points that they can add to their credit score, but have no idea how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvers, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. Scoremaster is so easy. It takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can get to try Scoremaster for free. That's right. Try Scoremaster for free and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. So go to scoremaster.com/savings. That's scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's scoremaster.com/savings. Stick with us. We're going to be right back. And I'm looking forward to talking to Zach Zeller.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Ethan Slocum, the Shadow CEO, he was wonderful. We talked about how to reduce your costs when it comes to auto insurance. And now we're going to talk about prescriptions. I just want to reiterate, I said it at the beginning of the show, USAA put out a report that indicated brand name drugs are growing faster than inflation and costs. And quite frankly, people had it. Well, we have a company here called Scriptco Pharmacy. They're run by and co-founded by Zach Zeller, who's with us on the show, who set up a wonderful situation where people can lower their cost of prescription. And they're providing wonderful benefits. I've seen them on multiple news segments. I've talked to somebody who is part of your program, and they're very, very happy because they're saving tons of money. So I want to thank you for joining the show, Zach. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I appreciate the time today.
Before we get going, I always like to find out, how did Scriptco get started? What prompted you guys to get going, and then how it works, and share some stories with us? And then I have some questions that our viewer logs kind of blew up with.
Yeah. So myself and our CEO, Mark McCormick ran some traditional insurance-based pharmacies here in Texas. We saw all of the inadequacies that are designed intentionally around patient costs and patient access. And so through a series of fortuitous events, we started looking at the actual wholesale cost of a medication versus the patient copay, co-deductible, out-of-pocket expense, okay? What we found was about 80% of the time, the wholesale cost was cheaper or significantly cheaper than the patient copay for the same drug, same day supply using your insurance. We decided to leave the traditional pharmacy space and we opened what is the first membership-based wholesale pharmacy in America, and it's Scriptco.
I have an 85-year-old mom and dad. They take prescriptions. How would the whole thing work?
It's very simple. So there's a quote calculator on our homepage at scriptco.com. Any medication that we have access to is on that quote calculator. If you can't find it on the quote calculator, we may have access to it, but most likely it's either a controlled substance or a brand-only medication. But outside of that, you can see in real time what the actual wholesale cost is and what you'll pay as a member. So if we save you money on your medications, all you do is click the join button. It's a very simple process of walking through name, address, phone number, which membership you'd like to choose, which we have two options, either annual for $140 or quarterly for $50. And then once that's done, it's send in prescriptions, have your physician send in prescriptions from their office, and the rest is history. We notify you when we receive for the prescription. We let you know when your medications are ready for payment. You just log into your payment portal, click the pay now button, and then you get a tracking number typically within an hour, hour and a half of your medications being paid for.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. How would somebody that's using this instruct their doctor to use Scriptco?
Scriptco can accept prescription from a physician either by fax, by phone, or by e-scribe. So if a physician were to look up Scriptco Pharmacy in Woodway, Texas, in their EMR, they can immediately send a prescription to us directly into our computer system. They can fax it to us, or they can call us and talk to a pharmacist and give a prescription over the phone.
How long would it take for somebody to get their prescriptions if they're like where I'm at?
So we ship day of payment or day after payment, and we ship everything USPS priority. So, you know, it's going to be there within 3 to 5 business days from the time we ship it, but the time we ship it is tied to when the patient paid for it, right? So if you paid for it on Monday, it will ship worst case scenario by Wednesday. About 85% of the time we ship same day. The times when we ship next day is because it's either gone on back order and so we've had to order it, or it's a new medication that we've never dispensed before. Outside of that, our average member gets their medication within 4 days from the time they pay for it versus it showing up on their doorstep. And we give you a tracking number sent straight to your email address that's on file, so you can track that package the second it leaves our facility.
So that means if somebody takes a consistent prescription, like a daily type thing, they can get a 90-day...
That's right.
Prescription, and then come to you about 5 to 10 days prior and make sure they have their next one filled.
Yep. And we do medication refill reminders. So we don't do auto refill because we feel like it can be wasteful. Sometimes for whatever reason, people have missed dosing or whatnot, but they're not ready for another refill. But we do a notification prior to your medication when it's supposed to run out, 5 to 12 days in advance. So you can either accept or request a new refill, and we'll get that again mailed out the door to you as soon as it's paid for.
Do I have to enter into any contract with you? Is there any time period that goes along with that?
Nope. So our memberships are based on that 3-month or that 12-month. There is an auto renew button on. You can turn it off whenever you want. We have about 15% of our members, when they sign up, they immediately go in and turn off the auto renew, but then we see it get turned back on after they try us for the first time. That's just kind of how we function. We try and make it really simple and easy.
Other than the membership fee, are there any additional costs?
So you get free shipments here, respective of a quarterly member or an annual member. But above and beyond those four free shipments, it is $6 per shipment. A shipment could have one medication vial in it, or it could have 20 medication vials in it. That's what we charge, which is pretty much our cost on average. So outside of that, there's no other fees or charges or anything.
Does Scriptco accept insurance?
We don't. So the whole reason that we're able to beat insurance such a high percentage of the time from an out-of-pocket standpoint is because we don't operate in the insurance ecosystem at all. If we did, we would still be under the same rules and regulations that the other 88,000 pharmacies in America operate under. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't be able to sell medications at the actual wholesale cost because those pharmacy benefit manager contracts prohibit us from doing so. So that's why we got out of the traditional insurance-based retail pharmacy space mm-hmm. and opened Scriptco.
Okay, so does somebody need to have a prescription to get medication from you?
They do. We have to have a valid prescription sent in from a physician office or called in by a physician or smoke signaled by a physician, but it has to come from the physician. But outside of that, you know, again, they can see if they can get that medication just by going to our homepage and typing it in on our quote calculator prior to anything happening.
Okay. So you talked about controlled substances, are like the Oxycontins of the world and all that kind of stuff. Are you able to do the pharmacy with controlled substances like Oxycontin if there's a prescription, or that's not on the platform?
That's not on the platform. So we've chosen not to do any controlled substances whatsoever, just because there's a lot of challenges associated with those medications that we wouldn't be able to financially bear in the model that we're doing. There's just too many costs that are driven up by doing any type of controlled substance.
Yeah, I think it also be kind of better because if you have an unscrupulous doctor or somebody that has control of a system, they can easily support people who don't need to be supported.
Yeah.
Especially in that world. Where do you get your medications from?
So we buy from 38 different wholesalers based here in the United States. It's the exact same wholesalers that CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid and HEB and everybody else buy from. And it's really funny because once you're in the industry, there's really only about 15 to I think 18 real generic manufacturers, right? And so everyone, from my perspective, to make this simple parallel for people on the show, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, Lexus, like we all know these manufacturers, right, that make cars. Well, it's the exact same thing in the pharmacy space. It's Dr. Reddy's, it's Teva, it's Lupin. There's all these different manufacturers. There's really only a handful of them that are approved by the FDA. And that's just how you ultimately, as a pharmacy, access any medication you're going to buy and put on the shelf is through a FDA-approved wholesaler, and they're buying the Chevys, Dodges, and Fords of the world. You're just sourcing them from different dealers.
So that's interesting to know. Hey, look, stick with us. We got more with Zach Zeller on how to reduce your prescription cost. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Did you know the average American has 97 points they could add to their credit score, but no idea how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, and low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster? One member raised his credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. Scoremaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get started. If you hurry, you can get to try Scoremaster for free. That's right, Scoremaster for free, and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. Go to scoremaster.com/savings. That's scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's scoremaster.com/savings.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I want to thank you for joining us, telling your friends and family members about the show. We're well over 600,000 listeners right now. We very much appreciate it. If you'd like to get past segments, you can go to savingwithsteve.us. We want to thank our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, E360, Radio Las Vegas. They're all here to help you solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. If you'd like to go to the website to get guest gifts, background, behind the scenes videos, and all that, just go to savingwithsteve.us, or you can follow us on the website at Saving with Steve Sexton. Now we're back more with Zach Zeller and Script Co. I know you're doing wholesale and all that stuff. You're getting the same price as CVS. And all that's really happening is either your margins are really low or, you know,
there's no markup. There's literally no markup.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to get to. So if something costs $3, they're getting it for $3 as long as they're a member.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you can ship all over the United States?
So we're in 46 states as of today. We're waiting on California, Montana, North Carolina. We just got Alabama. So I guess we're in 47 states. So I think we're just waiting on California, Montana, and North Carolina.
So once you get approval, you can be shipping all over to California. That should be a boom to your business.
We will be in California. We should be in California within the next 2 weeks. We submitted our licensing there about 90 days ago. So they said it's real close. So
what about a return policy?
So no pharmacy is allowed to accept medications and reimburse you for them, because once they've left the pharmacy's purview of control, we can take them back, right? But once we've shipped a medication, we don't reimburse for that medication if for whatever reason you decide you don't want it. But again, most of the time, our average cost for a 90-day supply is less than $10. It's not like it's crazy, right? So just to give you some flavor around medication costs in general, generics, right? 9 out of 10 medications dispensed in America are generic medications, 9 out of 10. When you look at the top 200 medications dispensed in America, they account for 66% of every medication dispensed, okay? The top 200 meds account for 66% of every med dispensed. The average cost for us is $2.80 for a 30-day supply of those top 200 medications. That is the actual wholesale cost.
Wow.
Lisinopril, it's always in the top 1 to 3 medications dispensed in America. It is quite literally 1 penny per pill, Steve. So we buy that drug for 1 penny per pill. Metformin extended release, 1 to 2 cents per pill. Metorvastatin, depending on the strength, 3 to 6 cents per pill. Viagra, Cialis, you know, the ED meds, 15 to 20 cents per pill. The saddest part about what we're doing, which is also the best part, is it is truly enlightening to recognize how much Americans have paid for medications when you see the actual wholesale cost for the first time.
Those numbers are just shocking to me. I was like, don't people pay like the Viagra, the Cialis? I don't know what they cost, but I know they're $45, $50 for a 30-day supply.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been paying $1 to $5 a pill for years. It's 15 to 20 cents per pill. Lisinopril, the one I was talking about, the very first one that's a penny a pill, we were looking at some data from 2 years ago, and the average patient copay for a 30-day supply was $15.90 for lisinopril. It'd be 30 cents with us, right? A 30-day supply is 30 cents with us. Using your insurance is $15 plus. So, you know, just gives you some examples and some real data behind what we're doing versus what insurance companies are forcing you to pay by using medications through your plan.
You know, if you consistently had, well, what about like the brand names?
We can, but they're still very expensive, even from a wholesale cost basis. Humira, for example, is a medication used for rheumatoid or arthritis inflammatory disease states. It's $4,000 for 1 month is the actual wholesale cost, right? So
wow.
These brand only drugs, typically, if it's an oral solid, right, a pill or a capsule that you're going to take, you're talking $20 to $50 a pill from a wholesale cost basis. So that's really when your insurance actually benefits you, is if you're on a brand only medication. But if you're on a generic, like so many people are in America, you know, 90% again of medications dispensed in America are generics. If you're on a generic and you're using your insurance, there is a very, very high likelihood you're overpaying.
I'm actually a cancer survivor, and there was a few of the drugs that they gave me that provided synthetic white blood cells, and they were $6,000 and $8,000 a pill. You know what? I'm thankful for insurance covering that. I never realized that some of the stuff that they're advertising on TV are that expensive. I'm a person that's against pills. I just don't like taking them because it'll make me feel good. But for those people who need to take the generic medications and things like that, it makes a big difference. So what's the best way for people to get connected with ScriptCo? Do they just go to the website? Is there a number of people who can call? Because you have older people who don't really like websites and they just like to have a conversation.
Yeah, they can call us anytime. We have full-time customer service team in-house. Literally everything that happens for our members is under one roof. We have a 4,000 square foot facility. Everything's done from customer service to medication warehousing to medication shipping, pharmacists, pharmacy techs. We're all in one spot. So we can make it a super simple phone call, or you can hop on the website at scriptco.com. That's S-C-R-I-P-T-C-O.com. And learn all about us there too.
What was that phone number that people could call for customer service?
So our phone number is 888-201-0334. And again, that's 888-201-0334.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's scriptco.com. So, you know what? I've actually looked at the website many, many times. I know the number of people because, you know, as a financial consultant, I deal with most people between the ages of 55 and 75 or 80. I always look at that medical side of things and those prescriptions and everything. And for some people, they're quite expensive and it's a significant cost on an annual basis. And to know that there's a firm like yours that could be coming to our state here shortly, I bet you they're going to be really looking forward to it. And that's probably a reason why our viewer blogs have actually just blown up a little bit over you guys. We started putting a little tease out. Hey, look, we're going to have ScriptCo on. They're going to talk about how you can get wholesale costs for prescriptions. And it was all of a sudden, it was like, wow. So yeah. This is a big thing. I think you're disrupting the industry, which I think is wonderful. Zach, I want to thank you for being on the show, filling us all in about this. Again, could you tell people where to go to for your website?
Yes, scriptco.com. That's scriptco.com. And it's really simple to quote your medications right there on the homepage. And if we're saving you money, click that join button in the top of the homepage. It's a simple process.
Is it okay if we put your phone number on our viewer blog so they can know where they can call? Because we do have a few people that don't mind an email, but they want to call you because they're a little bit older.
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Yeah. Put that 888-201-0334 number on there.
You know what? I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been wonderful. You guys are providing a great service. Since our show is all about the ins and outs of money, this is perfect. And can't wait till you come to California. And I know we have affiliates all over the country. Now, one other thing, we have affiliates in like England, Germany, a place like that. Do you ship overseas at all?
Not yet, but it's definitely something that we're looking to do at some point if we kind of see the use case there. The only hard part is the shipping part, right? So
you kind of got to set up another place.
We would, but we have big aspirations to help a lot of people. So hopefully someday we'll get there.
That gives us hope for our people that are in Europe and around the world. So again, I want to thank you for joining us. This has been wonderful information. We might want to have you back sometime in the future. Hopefully you're available for that.
I love it.
Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate the time today.
You have a great one. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
You know, everybody, that was Zach Zeller, co-founder and president of ScriptCo. If you're looking to find a way to reduce your prescriptions, obviously they're not in California or Montana just yet, but they would be shortly, and save yourself a ton of money, especially if you're taking a lot of prescriptions, you can always call 888-201-0334. That's 888-201-0334, or go to scriptco.com. Now, we had a wonderful show for everybody today. We talked to Ethan Slocum, the Shadow CEO. We talked about how you can lower or eliminate your auto insurance costs, and we talked about how through Zach Zeller and Scriptco how you can significantly reduce your prescription costs. So I want to thank you all for joining us today. Look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.